Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. I'm back. What's happened? Anything? Has anything happened in the world? I know this podcast is late. I was traveling last week up until a couple days ago. I was out in LA and San Diego and Phoenix, and I don't really know if anything's really happened since the last episode, but I decided to hop on. Maybe we'll see some news stories pop up, but nothing crazy out there. Nothing brewing in Gypsy's belly. Trump's been real quiet. All right, let's get into it. My God. I don't even think I can make a video on TikTok about what just happened at the Trump rally. That attempt on his life that just turned Trump into Van Gogh. He's not even missing an ear. I think he got Holyfielded. He got Mike Tysoned. You know what I mean? He's missing the tip of his ear. Trump got Tysoned out there at his Trump rally. Boy, oh boy, I started to make a TikTok about it. I really did. And it's just, there's a weird line of like, especially on social media, of like, how can you make jokes? It's weird, right? You can't really, it's just a hard subject to make jokes about. I mean, I did say that Trump's face, it kind of, you know, it looks like me after trying to use a diva cup. It just gets everywhere. I'm glad that, somebody died, you know? It's really weird, man. It's hard out there. You got social media, which is just full of conspiracies and full of both sides. It's very contentious, you know? I made a little Instagram post trying to just do the lightest version of any kind of humor you can have. I'm a comedian. I find the humor in things. I posted a picture of Richard Simmons. He passed away, and I had the caption say that, you know, he was at the Trump rally, you know, and passed away. And you know, most people got that was a joke. The Trumpers didn't like it. The Trumpers said, "How dare you? This is a serious matter. How could you? A life was lost." Now, these people, you know, they were fine with January 6th and the murder that happened during January 6th. And they're fine with, you know, cops doing what they need to do to protect and serve the white community. It's a bit hypocritical to now all of a sudden be like, how could you joke about this when, when Paul Pelosi got hammered in the face at home, literally hammered, a man broke into Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi's house and, I don't know, took a hammer to Paul Pelosi. Didn't Trump kind of mock him? And that was fine. And hell yeah, roo-ha-ha, whatever it is. Roo-ha? What do they say in the Marines? Roo-ha! That's the gay Marines, the Greens. Roo-ha, daddy! They didn't like me making a little joke, I didn't want to make a joke directly about Trump. So I decided to take the is that his name? Richard Simmons? Yeah. Richard Simmons, the gay jazzercise guy. A lot of deaths lately. None of them being Trump. Glad he made it out with just a little Mike Tyson. I started to upload a video. It's just very contentious. I don't want my account reported. The thing with the Trumpers are they're just very loud bullies. You know, I posted a picture from my LA trip with Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin, I in the caption, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see all of this. If you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's the name of the podcast. Listen, Kathy Griffin is a huge comedic inspiration for me. I've loved her for decades. I'm a huge fan of her comedy. I loved her reality show, My Life on the D-List. She is an icon in my world because she is such a comedic inspiration. As a comedian, I've always looked up to her and admired her comedy. I like her comedy. It's kind of roasty. It's kind of, it's very cutting. It's very sharp. It's very funny. It is at the expense of rich celebrities, which I love. You know, I think I you can tell that she is an inspiration if you listen to my comedy. And I posted a picture because I got to go to a WNBA game in LA with Kathy Griffin. I got to sit courtside next to Kathy Griffin and talk to her like a normal fucking person. She was very fucking nice. We had a great time, and I posted a picture to Instagram and said, you know, meet your idols. That's what I said. Meet your idols. Especially courtside at a basketball game. Just a cute little caption. And the Trumpers were like, how could, if this is your idol and you need to be locked up. You know, it's just the people, some people, and especially Trumpers, they can't think outside of politics. Everything revolves around politics. So they think, as a comedian, my idol is Kathy Griffin because of what she did with Trump's fake head. You know, that's all they think about is politics, when that's the last thing I think about. I don't care if somebody's a Trumper. I'm not going to block them out of my life. I'm going to judge them a little in my head. I'm going to roast them. I'm going to go, do you have your GED? Did you ever obtain that? How many sisters have you married? No, you know, I don't care what your political views are for the most part. You know, it's whatever. Whatever side you think, you're right. You know, whatever you think, I just don't have the energy anymore. But, you know, Trumpers are just loud, dumb bullies. And they're very loud in the comments. They, you know, they all have the same hacky jokes they use over and over. It's just a lot. So to make a TikTok about what happened with Trump, I'm like, should I even do it? There's funny things you can say, you know. It's kind of ironic that, can you imagine if a 20-year-old took Trump out? I mean, that would be insane. Also, color me shocked that the shooter was a 20-year-old white boy. What? In America? You don't say. The suspect in a mass shooting in America was a white 20-year-old dork? What? Nuh-uh. That's crazy. Whoa. What's next? They're going to go to a school? Whoa. You know, that part was the least shocking of it all. I don't know what that kid was doing. There's a lot of conspiracies out there. Did he, you know, was it staged? Was it real? I don't have the capacity to care. I don't have the capacity to even delve into any conspiracies. Whether it was real or not, whether it was staged or not, it happened. And that's that. You know, we're not going to get to the bottom of anything. You know, there's a lot of people that say it was staged. The main thing was, One thing that people said is there's no footage from the audience. You know, usually in these times, everybody's on their fucking phone. There'd be something from the crowd shot. And it's like, yeah, okay, but these people aren't on TikTok. If you're going to a Trump rally, I don't know that you can unlock your phone on your own. It's a lot of white boomer energy. It's a lot of people that have their cell phones on full blast in a movie theater. You know, you're watching Long Legs or whatever that new fucking Nicolas Cage movie is that's real creepy, and it's at a suspenseful moment, and then you've got a white boomer in the audience with their cell phone just down, 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 out. Down, 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 out. You know, and it takes them 45 minutes to figure out it's their phone that's ringing. Down, 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 out. I'm trying to hear Nicolas Cage in this. Down, 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 out. Shut that phone off. Down, 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 out. You know, these people wouldn't be uploading videos to social media, I don't think. Would they even be on their phone taking videos? Maybe. I don't know. I think that's a very reasonable argument for why there's no live footage from the rally, from audience goers, from the crowd. The only footage you may see is on Facebook Live, and that's already over. You know, these people, I don't think they're very savvy with their phones. You know, they They probably just were living in the moment because they couldn't figure out their passcode. Another theory for why this was staged is, what was it? That no one, everyone was saying that no one, when the gunshots rang out, no one scattered, not one person in the crowd scattered. I mean, there were some people ducking for cover and like, you know, mostly Trump and the Secret Service, who, by the way, can I just say that the Secret Service, they all looked like, and I'm not team staged. I don't care. I can't think about it. Like, I just don't care enough. But I will say his Secret Service looked like extras in like a Tubi movie. Did they not? Like, there was like a girl there who was like smaller than me in a ponytail, probably a lesbian. Like crazy glasses. They're not even Ray-Bans. They're like Timu Ray-Bans. You know, suits that they were swimming in. I mean, they really did look like an extra in like a Tubi movie. A movie you'd find on Tubi at some fucked up Airbnb that doesn't have cable, so you just have to resort to Tubi. They looked like mall cops. Like rent-a-cop. Something you'd go, you know, like we need cops for this event, but we don't want to, you know, we can't get actual ones. Let's just hire people that have like the cop uniform. They're like a little below TSA agents, these people. I don't know. They just didn't seem very official. I don't know. I'm assuming Trump gets secret. What are they called? Secret Service? What's the secret? That they're not real? Like these people were extras? These are actors? I don't know. They looked a little funky to me, but you know. Secret Service can come in all sizes. I've never seen a Secret Service be a woman who's 5'2" and 110 pounds soaking wet. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people were saying, you know, the people in the crowd didn't scatter. They didn't react. And it's like, I don't mean to be that rude about it, but number one, these are people at a Trump rally. Okay, so maybe the combined IQ is less than just your IQ. Okay, so let's work with that. Anybody that's going to any political rally, I already think less of. I know you might think I'm a cunt. I know you might think I'm rude when I say this. If you're going to a political rally, I don't think you're the smartest person. I think you don't have anything else you want to do with your life. You want to go cheer on a politician? What are you, a nerd? Go read a Harry Potter book, you nerd. Especially a Trump rally, right? I mean, that's like, I've been to a monster truck rally. That's the only rally I want to go to. And that kind of felt like a Trump rally. You know what I mean? Except nobody called me the F word for gay. But I just think like, and these are the kinds of people that they're not going to react in a scary way to gunshots. I don't think that crowd is going to hear gunshots and go like, oh no, duck, scatter. They're going to hear gunshots and be like, what are we celebrating? You know, they're the kind of people that like, they use guns to celebrate things. Like, hey, Becky's getting married to her cousin in her backyard. Pew, pew. You know, hey, the test came back. I'm clean, motherfucker. Pew, pew. These are people that celebrate with gunshots. So when they hear gunshots at the rally, they probably think, all right, this is the big finale of the rally, is the fireworks section and the guns. You know, they're not scared by gunshots. They, you know, sleep with a gun in their hand probably because they don't want the big scary minorities to break in and steal their, I don't know, extra set of teeth, their denture set. Their food stamps? I don't know. I'm not trying to be rude, but this is what I think. And I'm sorry if you think I'm being rude and mean to people who support Trump, but I am being rude and mean to people who support Trump. I'm kind of stereotyping. You don't see the white collar conservatives going to these Trump rallies. Sorry, you don't. Okay? You're seeing the people that, you know, make very few annual income dollars. They don't make a lot of money annually, but they're up there supporting a million billionaire, a fake billionaire. So I don't know. To say that it was staged because of that, I don't know. It would be, everything had to have worked out perfectly for this to be staged like a WWE match. You know, it seems a little too fantastical. And it also seems like
liberals that say it was staged are doing the same thing that, you know, Republicans were doing during COVID, which is like, this ain't real. This is a conspiracy. This was set up. You know, it's you're just kind of doing the same thing to deny what you've seen. You know, and not to say that these things that, you know, we should trust what we see, but, you know, you're just another side of that coin. So I'm staying out of it, whether it was real or staged. It is what it is. I think Trump has just secured the presidential bag. I think this has done it. If this was staged, this was brilliant on their part. And honestly, orchestrated really well. Everyone hit their marks. All of those Secret Service, they hit their marks, honey. 5, 6, 7, 8. Trump, get down, Daddy Trump. I don't know. It's just a wild time. It's also just like, I'm happy to talk about it here on the podcast where it's, you know, it's not on TikTok. It's not on Instagram. Man, if I post anything on Instagram about this, you know, it's very meta heavy over there. And by that, I mean Trumpers. And I don't know why Trumpers are following me on Instagram. They're all like, I'm unfollowing you. I'm like, why were you following me? Did you think I was like this lesbian Trumper? It's because I would make fun of Biden. And then all these conservatives are so fucking dumb that they think that makes me pro Trump. And I'm like, no, you need to finish your GED. This is ridiculous, Tyler. I have lost about, I think, 3,000 Instagram followers. People, you know, that saw me with Kathy Griffin and saw me make a joke about Richard Simmons dying because he went to the Trump rally. And they said, I'm out. And it's like, thank God. I'm happy to lose those pounds. I'm happy to lose that weight, the conservative weight. Please leave my page. There were some people correcting me in the comments, by the way, of that Richard Simmons post where I said, you know, he's dead because he went to the Trump rally. And there were a few people in there that said, this is not true. This is not true. And I said, thank you so much for clearing that up. Thank you. Thank God you're here. Thank God you're here to, you know, make sure that everyone knows this was not real. It's hard, man. I'm not saying I have the highest IQ ever, but it is hard out there in the social media streets to be funny. And, you know, not trying to be funny about death, but hey, guess what? Spoiler alert, we all die. I hate when people are like, don't joke about death. Hey, why? Is it too triggering for literally everyone? It's something that will happen to everyone. You know, I understand getting mad about jokes about cancer or jokes about little people or, you know, whatever you want to get offended for a certain group of people, but we all fucking die. So jokes about death, that should be just accepted. You know what I mean? What the fuck are we doing? Boy, oh boy. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Trump's going to win the presidency. I mean, Biden can't come back from this. What's he going to do? Now Biden's going to have to stage, you know, some kind of attempt, some kind of assess. I mean, and it's just going to be somebody handing Biden a flaming hot Cheeto. That'll be his assassination attempt. Biden will just eat a flaming hot Cheeto and they'll be like, President Biden, assassination attempt. We'll see what happens, but it's not looking bright for the Democrats. Not after this. Now, you know, Trump's never going to live this one down. They couldn't take me out. They got my ear. What a pussy. Thank God it was a white 20-year-old kid. Honestly. How did he get on the roof and then nobody saw him? It's crazy. Those 20-year-old white kids, they're weaselly. Don't let them out of your sight. L.A. was fun, though. I gotta say, LA was fun. I got to hang out with Kathy Griffin, which was fantastic. She was fantastic. What am I talking about? Like, I got to meet Bob the Drag Queen. I love Bob the Drag Queen. I believe they are non-binary. They are amazing. One of my favorite drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. Super fucking nice. Baba hopped on my show at the Hollywood Improv, did a set, murdered. Killed. He should have been at the Trump rally. All right. Too soon, Heather. Too soon. Someone died. Yeah, it was a fun time. I'm sorry this is late once again. But I had a very fun time. Thank you to everyone in Los Angeles and San Diego and Phoenix that came out to the show. I got to talk about the Gilbert Goons out there in Phoenix. If you don't know about the Gilbert Goons, look it up. It's a gang of white teenagers just going around beating up people, and they killed somebody. It's real wild out there in Arizona. It's the heat. The heat gets to you. I know this from living in Florida for a decade and a half almost. I lived in Florida. The heat gets to you. You start to do crazy things. That's why bath salts is big down there. That's why Ron DeSantis is big down there. That's why there's Disney adults everywhere. The heat just fucking gets to you. You start doing crazy shit. You start going, should we get an annual pass to Disney? You know, should we pay $7,000 to go to Disney every day for a year? We're fine. But it was fun. Lots of deaths. So like I said, we had Richard Simmons die, RIP King, the jazzercise king. He was kind of a recluse, but I don't fucking know what happened to Richard Simmons. I heard like rumors that he was a recluse, but somebody was like kind of like Wendy Williamsing him, where it's like they kept him out of the private eye and they had access to his bank account and they kind of just lived off of him while he was like not well. I don't really know. Those were all kind of rumors. Jacoby Jones, NFL player, died 40 years old. Former NFL player for the Ravens, he died. And of course, everybody on Instagram and Facebook is commenting, vexed? Because that's what happens when a 40-year-old athlete or anybody dies now. You're still getting, well, was he vexed? It's like, when can we let that rest? Can we let that rest yet? I mean, you have a 40-year-old former NFL player. It could be anything. I mean, their bodies go through hell. Vaxxed? Dr. Ruth, the sex doctor and Holocaust survivor, passed away. She lived a very long life. Shannon Doherty died. Shannon Doherty was young. I think she was 53. She just died. RIP to her. Shelley Duvall, of course. Very sad, but I think she made it to 75, which is, good. And hopefully she had somebody befriended her online, which was really nice. Some younger woman. And I love Shelley Duvall. I always will. Hello, I'm Shelley Duvall. I love her. What else died? Gypsy's IUD died? RIP to that IUD. Was her IUD ever in? Or did they just hand it to her and say, you got this, right, Gyps? And she said, I'll insert it. And then she just threw it out. Was she using birth control? Clearly not. We got to get into Gypsy's pregnancy. I know a lot of people have been waiting for it. I've been getting a lot of mouth fart. I've been getting a lot of messages. Where's your fucking podcast, bitch? Gypsy's pregnant. Wake the fuck up. Gypsy's pregnant. Oh, we're going to get into it. Can we just talk about my favorite thing that happened? The first thing right off the bat about Gypsy's pregnancy, that's my favorite fucking thing. Okay, did you see Gypsy? This is the best. Gypsy posted a photo. So she posted the photo when she was 11 weeks along, right? Very early in the pregnancy, but, you know, too late to get an abortion in most states. You know, you have like 4 hours to get an abortion after conception. And probably in Louisiana, too. I mean, she's in Louisiana, so it's probably just like, the minute the dick's inserted, you got to keep it. What if I'm not even pregnant? It's still yours. I think they have, like, legal rights for herpes in Louisiana. If he gave you herpes, you got to stay with him forever and let him beat you up. Okay, so she was 11 weeks in, and she posted a picture of her holding the baby bump. What is her caption here? Little bump showing. She's literally cupping just the bottom of her belly bloat. Do you know what I'm saying? Literally just cupping her stomach, like right above her little pubis mound, if that's what they call it, the Gypsy pubis mound. She's cupping it, and all the comments are just like, my favorite comment ever is somebody that just went, girl, that's a fupa. Girl, you cupping your fupa. Bitch, that is just a fat upper pussy area. That ain't no baby. Somebody wrote, bro, you've been pregnant for 3 minutes. Chill out. Another person wrote, that was already there, baby. That's just your stomach. You just bloated. You are just bloated. You simply just ate too many Doritos in one sitting. That's your goddamn fupa, bitch. I love it. I love that Gypsy thinks her baby bump is just her fupa. Because, you know, it's just, she's just a little bloated that day. She just hadn't peed in the morning and she went in the bathroom and just took that shot. Her, literally, it's just like four fingers cupping her little pouch. It's her kangaroo pooch. And she's like, can't believe I'm already showing. Girl, showing what? Your belly button? Let's calm down, Gyps. I just love that. Girl, that's a fupa. I'm going to name this episode that. Girl, that's a fupa. Apparently, she's got a baby registry out. God, there's so much to talk about with this. I love it. Okay, so what should we talk about first? Should we talk about the baby registry? Let's talk about the baby registry. It's already been fulfilled. So she's got fans. She put that shit out publicly, number one. She was like, you guys are going to buy my shit. I don't even know what's on this baby registry. I imagine it's like seven cases of Mountain Dew Cold Red.
I want seven cases of Mountain Dew Cold Red. Stat. 14 cases of Takis. The baby's going to be nutritionist. I want an annual subscription to Grindr for Ken.
We'll get into those gay rumors. Did you hear those gay rumors for Ken?
He needs an annual subscription to Grindr. I would like one knife set.
You want a knife set for your baby registry?
I want a knife set.
Why a knife set, Gypsy? What are you doing?
I'm going to cut the cake.
The cake is the name for the baby. Yeah, Ken's got some gay rumors. There's a lot to unpack with this. She uploaded a public baby list registry the same day she announced her pregnancy. So she's on it. Gypsy is speedballing her way through this pregnancy. She announced it. She took the picture with her fupa. She's already got ultrasound pictures, which, again, it's just got to be the inside of her vag. There's nothing in there. It's just the vaginal canal. She did a photo shoot with Ken. You know, they're holding up sweaters. A mini Gypsy. She had the baby registry. I mean, she was ready to go. The minute that her hot piss hit that pregnancy test and she saw the plus sign,
Ken, get the baby registry ready. This is gonna be crazy. Get that fire pee stick.
A lot on the registry has already been bought. Good for her. Some people were trolling her registry. I think she then changed it to private. But like, what did she expect? I also don't know what people were doing to troll. I mean, what, really buying her a knife set? You know, what was the common items on it? Diapers, bottles, burp cloths. That's just for Gypsy.
I need a burp cloth. I've had too much Mountain Dew Cold Red today. It's coming up like lava.
A $550 stroller, $500 Carter's by Da Vinci recliner. Okay, so Ken just needs a lazy boy. They're just adding things to this registry.
The baby needs a recliner. The baby will need it later on.
I would love to see what that gender reveal looks like. What is that gender reveal? Do they just stab a cake? What do you think that is? Is stabbing what Gypsy recalls cutting? You know?
Who cut the cheese? Who stabbed the cheese?
That's Gypsy's way of saying who farted.
Who stabbed the cheese? I'm stabbing the cheese. These Takis are making me real bloated. I got that baby bloat.
It's a wild time for Gypsy. I support it. I love Gypsy. I hope she has a great pregnancy with her and her little... Maybe she'll name the baby Fupa.
Fupa Rose, come here.
I don't know. What is she gonna name that baby? Chick-fil-A bathroom?
Then we're naming it Chick-fil-A bathroom. That's where the baby was conceived. We was conceived on a Sunday, which is even harder because they're all locked. We had to break in. We broke into the Chick-fil-A and conceived it.
And this is where it gets complicated. It gets complicated because of Louisiana law, which you got to love Louisiana law, baby. The Bayou State has a law that says if the mother of a child is married to someone who is not the biological father when the child was conceived, so Gypsy's married to Ryan. Ryan! Gypsy's married to Ryan, who is not, supposedly, is not the biological father when the child was conceived, or has been divorced for less than 300 days at the time of birth, which it seems like that'll be happening, right? Then her ex or estranged husband is presumed to be the father. So basically, because she's married to Ryan, then Ryan will be presumed to be the father of the child. But you can clear that up with a DNA test. It's not that insane. Like, it's not like, you know, Ryan's now the dad, you know, which he would love that, by the way. You know, Ryan, all they got to do is swab that baby's cheek once it's born. And if it's Ken's, it's Ken's, you know?
Ken, you are the father.
God, I wish they had Maury for this. That would be great. Just Gypsy doing the crip walk when Ryan's not the father.
I told you, you son of a bitch.
It's a rough one. They need a new reality show. They just need a new reality show where it's like Three's Company, but it's just Ken, Ryan, and Gypsy. And it's called Double Daddy, you know? And it just follows him around, and both of them try to be a dad until the DNA test can come out. I'm assuming it's Ken's. Now, he's got some gay rumors. That sounds weird. Gay rumors, not gay rumors. Ken's got some rumors. Let me pull up these screenshots I took online because I was enthralled by these. So Gypsy left a comment on, this looks like TikTok, where people are accusing her of Ryan being the actual father and her just moving along and getting with Ken and then being like, whoops, I'm pregnant. But here's what Gypsy commented.
Left Ryan March 23rd, had a period April 17th, made love with Ken and only Ken April 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, conceived the baby on May 4th and positive test, pregnancy test on May 24th. Ken is the father.
So she's really given us the details. Like, we are her therapist. Girl, we are not your better help. But we love it, Gypsy. We love the attention to detail. She made love with Ken the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. She was banging that guy left and right for 4 days straight. And then 4 days later, on May 4th, may the 4th be with you, she peed on that stick. Oh, no. Conceived on May 4th. How does she know all of this? What is she, a scientist? So she's like, I banged him for 4 days. It was conceived 4 days later, and then we took a pregnancy test 20 days later. Gypsy, the math isn't mathing. I don't think she knows any of this math. I think she's just writing a fan fiction right now about herself. That doesn't even make sense, Gypsy. How? Oh, wait, 11 weeks? I don't, girl, it's too much for me. I never claimed to be smart either, though, Gypsy. Okay, and then there's another thing I found on TikTok from an account called Conspiracy. So it's like conspiracy, but then the it's just Conspiracy, T-E-A, this user. She uploaded comments about Ken's sexuality. Somebody commented, cowboy bear for you, once had commented on a video of Gypsy's. By the way, Gypsy, you should really investigate on Ken. Some of us have met him on Grindr, and Grindr is a gay app, FYI. Just in case Gypsy didn't know that Grindr was not for the ladies. She commented, they're just trolls with no proof. And someone said, I don't know, Gyp, it's starting to look fishy now with two people coming forward. So more people are coming forward and being like, yeah, I saw Ken and his asshole spread on Grindr. He was 3 feet away from me at a Chuck E. Cheese, which was weird. And then Gypsy said, people also don't have the privilege of his pussy eating skills. This is true. The Gypsy is out here wiling. The pregnancy hormones had gotten to her. Now, she didn't say pussy. She put a cat emoji. I'm saying it.
People also don't have the privilege of his pussy eating skills. If they did, any doubt would be washed away in the wave of cum.
She used a squirt emoji. I'm going to go with cum. I'm going to go with cum. She's wiling. She said, I got a baby in me and a bitch at heart, baby. These comments are out. People also don't have the privilege of his pussy eating skills. If they did, any doubt would be washed away in the wave of cum. Gypsy, you are a poet and you do know it. Gypsy needs to start writing youth fiction. What is that called? Young adult? She needs to be the new, I don't know. Who wrote Twilight? Stephanie Meyer? Now it's Gypsy Rose.
The Chronicles of Fupa.
Man, she is a poet, man, out here saying, hey, he came in me. If you knew how he knew how to lick those lips, baby, you wouldn't be accusing him of liking some dick. This man is a rug muncher. Girl, TMI, girl. TMI. I don't care if Ken is gay. You know, it's great. I don't know if he really is gay, because why would you, I guess the attention, maybe he's bi. We always forget about bisexual people, especially bi men. He could just be bi, you know, he likes both sides, you know, he likes men on Grindr and then Gypsy Rose. Can we talk about that? Someone made a good point on TikTok, and it's so true. I don't remember who it was. Sorry, I can't credit the person. But it's a valid thought of, like, all right, if you were to look at Gypsy Rose's old photos or, like, even her mugshot, pull up her mugshot, and then you know what her voice sounds like. We all know. If you watch The Act, I'm assuming if you're writing Gypsy Rose in prison, you're a fan. You're a fanboy or a girl. I'm sure she got some lesbian heat. You know what she sounds like. You know what she looks like. You've seen that picture of her with the fake curly blonde wig in the Disney dress, Disney princess dress in the wheelchair. You've seen her as, like, this fake sick kid that her mother made her out to be. You know what she sounds like. You've seen The Act. You know the story. And you're writing her in prison. Are you a pedo? Now, you could say that they're just attention whores, these guys, Ryan and Ken. They just love the attention. They just want to be with a celebrity, and this is the closest they're going to get. You know, they're not going to bag a Kardashian, not even Rob. So they got to stick with the lady who pseudo-murdered her crazy mother. But let's say that they're not attention whores, and they really are into Gypsy. How are you into that? Are you also into 12-year-olds? How are you into a girl that sounds like this? Hi, my name's Gypsy. Like, it's very creepy. It's giving, God, I wish JonBenet Ramsey was still alive and hasn't aged a bit. God, if only, I bet Ryan has said that out loud. Man, if only JonBenet Ramsey was still alive and somehow never aged, I'd be writing her up. I'd be bringing her pineapple slices. I'd beat up her brother. I don't even know if he did it, but I'd beat him up. God, I wish JonBenet Ramsey was still alive and also that age. Just frozen as that, like a frozen child. God, I'd marry her. She was so pretty. I can just see Ryan saying that. We overlook that part of all of this is, like, these men. Now, Gypsy deserves love. You know, you can't help how you sound. I sound like Ellen. It's awful. I look like Jim Carrey and I sound like Ellen. You know, it's a hard life out here for me. I get it, but Gypsy deserves love. But, you know, it's like that TLC show. Do you ever see that TLC show about that woman who was like a 21-year-old, but she had the body of a child and she looked like a child. She had some, disease or, like, disorder. It was a disorder, I think, that made her, like, she just never aged. She looked like a kid. And, like, she is 21 legally, and she had a boyfriend, and he was, like, just a guy. And it's like, why are you, you deserve love, little lady. You really do. But why is that guy into you? It was like a weird pedophile loophole for him. It was like, wait a minute, she's 21 and she looks like my little cousin? You know, my little cousin who's obsessed with Frozen and Paw Patrol, sign me up. It's very creepy. So to think, like, why were they ever into Gypsy in the first place? That's a creepy thought. But, you know, she's got to love somebody. I just wish Gypsy would have got with someone like Andy Milonakis, because he's always had a youthful look to him. Andy Milonakis was that fat kid on MTV who was like 30, but he sounded like he was 14. He's like always 14. I think Gypsy and Andy Milonakis should have been a couple. But good luck to them. You know, Ken's probably bisexual, if anything. We shouldn't call a man gay just because he's on Grindr. Bisexuality is a thing, and bi men do exist. And look, if you're sticking it in Gypsy, you're definitely not gay. You are not gay. That is, you pass the test, bitch, you're straight. Okay? I love Gypsy, but that is all woman. With that voice, girl, there's no hiding. You can't pretend you're banging a man. There is nothing about that that says, let me just close my eyes and pretend it's a man. Nope. The minute you hear, oh yeah, daddy, you're banging him. That's a woman. Mm-hmm. I hope the baby's happy and healthy and, you know, doesn't pull a Gypsy on Gyps herself. Huh? I'm sure Gypsy will be a great mother. Right? She's learned from the best. All right, let's get into our ads for this week. It's Lucy Brown time, baby. We love Lucy Brown coffee so much. I'm always hopped up on Lucy Brown coffee. I'm a crackhead for their coffee. I love it. It's the best coffee ever here in Lexington, Kentucky. Queer-owned, small business. Support Lucy Brown. They are the best. You can enjoy their coffee now without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Are you kidding me? Technology is great. I love it. Now you can support a small, queer-owned business without having to come to Lexington, Kentucky. I mean, come on. Lucy Brown offers coffee subscriptions. They're delicious. I have one. I love it. I look forward to it every month. I get my new bag of coffee. It's fun. It's not that expensive at all. It's cheaper than anything on Gypsy Rose's gift registry for her babies. For her baby shower. I mean, the cheapest thing she has on there is a case of Mountain Dew Code Red, and that's going to run you a cool $50. All you got to do is simply fill out the form on Lucy Brown's website, and you can get coffee from different and exciting roasters sent straight to your door. And it's all just starting at $20 a month. Maybe we should get a subscription for Gypsy.
Who sent me the coffee? This is disgusting. I like my coffee like prison coffee. A Jolly Rancher, a tampon, instant coffee, and my own urine. That makes the best coffee. Prison coffee.
She would hate this coffee. It's too fucking good.
Why doesn't this taste like a cough? Every cup of coffee should taste like a literal COVID cough.
You can visit LucyBrownCoffee.com, L-U-S-S-I, BrownCoffee.com, and follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. If you use the code HeatherShawsKidding, you'll get 10% off your order. We love you so much, Lucy Brown. We love your coffee so much. Gypsy would hate it. That's how good it is. And she, I don't think she can have any coffee anyway. She's got to grow that baby, that Fupa baby. How funny would it be if it just ends up being a FUPA? In like a month, Gypsy has to be like,
So it turns out that I just was really bloated and backed up. And the pregnancy test I was taking was just a thermometer. I thought anything, if I scored a score over 100, it meant I was pregnant. But that was just my temperature of my anus. That was not a pregnancy test. That was a thermometer. I am not pregnant. I just had Taco Bell 13 days in a row.
Lucy Brown, we love you so much. We love Lucy Brown's coffee. Thank you for being a sponsor of the show. If you would like to be a sponsor of the show, we got a great amount of listeners. We've got a great amount of ad spots for you, whatever you want. Email me at heathershawcomedy@gmail.com, and we'll get you advertised on this show. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for being the best and gayest and most beautiful coffee shop sponsor I could ever ask for. What a wild first half of this episode, huh? Have you missed me? I've missed you so much. I'm so happy to be back. I got to say up top, I felt a little, my ADD brain was firing off. There's so much to talk about. You know, somebody Mike Tysoning Trump and Gypsy's pregnancy and the celebrity deaths and Kathy Griffin and Bob the Drag Queen, but we made it to the second half of this podcast. Are you still with me? Have I lost you? Come back. What's going on? There's more men dating children out there. I mean, are we surprised? It's getting gross, though. Let me pull up this. Let's get out of the Gypsy news. God, I have four tabs open of Gypsies. It's just every time I choose a tab, it's just Gypsy smiling at me. It's like, girl, I'm taken. And you like Ken. Pick one gay to date. Okay. Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire, 49 years old. Spotted with his new boo. Her name's Lily. That's a great name. I don't blame him. 49-year-old Tobey Maguire spotted with model Lily Chi. And she is 20 years old. She is the same age of the guy who tried to take out Trump. These children, when will they learn? It's a big age gap. It's a 29-year age gap. You know, I'm in an age gap relationship. Lily is 7 years old. I never told you that, but I am dating a 7-year-old. No, she's 25. I'm 36. There's an 11 years between us. I always felt weird being like, yeah, but she's really mature for her age and I'm really immature for my age. But you can buy into that, can't you? I'm very immature for my age. I say mouth farts daily. My job is to talk about Gypsy's fupa. You know, my fiance's job is to study for the bar. For law school. She is studying for the bar, and I'm in another room talking about Gypsy Rose's fupa. So our age gap is working. It kind of just evens it out, you know? Now, let's just say 50-year-old dating a 20-year-old, it's not a new idea. It's not anything we've seen, but I think that the world is just kind of like, it's creepier now. It's just weird. But Tobey Maguire was part of the famous, I don't know if you know this, Leo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire ran together when they were kids, not literally ran. I mean, like went around and partied together when they were like younger. They're still friends, I think. But in like their 20s, they were part of a group that referred to themselves as the Pussy Posse. This is not a joke. You probably know about this. If you don't, welcome. They called themselves the Pussy Posse. You know, they'd go out and they'd just, you know, swap chlamydia and gonorrhea and fuck whoever they want. And that's what you do when you're famous and a 20-year-old or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're a famous guy. You're going to go out there and just smash puss all day. I will say it is amazing to me that Leo DiCaprio has never had a pregnancy scare that we know of. He's never had somebody keep the baby. Is Leo DiCaprio shooting blanks? Is he just really good at pulling out? Is he impotent? What's going on there? Has he just always used his acting skills to convince any woman that he knocked up to get rid of it? I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing if you think about it. Leo DiCaprio, has Jack Nicholson ever had a pregnancy scare? Like, Leo DiCaprio is our generation's Jack Nicholson, but, like, they are really good at keeping their cum away from the ovaries. I just put in Jack Nicholson. Wait, how many biological children does Jack Nicholson have? Oh, Jack Nicholson has 6. I had no idea. You never see him out with those kids. Oh, he's got a 60-year-old? That's fucking crazy. Jack Nicholson's 86, though. His children are 60 years old, 53 years old, 43 years old, 33 years old, 32 years old, and 29. So Jack Nicholson's got adult-ass kids. I've never seen a photo with Jack Nicholson and a child. I mean, that's really impressive. So Leo has said, he's got to be impotent. I don't think he's wearing condoms. He's notoriously known for banging women while having his headphones in and probably listening to, I don't know, direction from Martin Scorsese. I don't know what I'm assuming he's just listening to Martin Scorsese say, all right, quiet on set and action. And then he's just pumping and cut. And then he comes. But yeah, it's creepy. Tobey Maguire always seemed kind of wholesome because he's a Spider-Man, but like he's kind of a creepy guy. And this just kind of secured that, you know, any 50-year-old that's hanging around with a 20-year-old, you know, it's because they can. They're not talking about the upcoming presidential election. They're not talking about global warming. you know, they're talking about Skibbity Riz. She's saying Skibbity Riz, and he's going, you know, I was Spider-Man, and she said, what the fuck is that? You know, and then they just go, okay, shut up, and he sticks it in. They're not, there's nothing of substance happening there. And then you have Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is 61 years old. He's aging like fine cigarette. Johnny Depp looks like a walking ashtray from the 80s. He just looks bad. He looks like he smells. He just aged poorly. And I think it's mostly due to drinking like a fish and smoking like a fish who smokes. What fish smokes? A salmon? He doesn't look good. I always call him the walking ashtray. He just looks like he smells like 17 pounds of day-old cigarettes. But he's 61 years old, and he's got a new girlfriend, a young 24-year-old, so he's beating Tobey Maguire. But his new girl is a Russian beautician, which I think is just... that's just code for hooker. A 24-year-old Russian beautician named Yulia. Yulia. She is younger than Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp. Another Lily. Great name. Those Gen Zers, they love that Lily name. But yeah, his girlfriend is younger than his daughter. Yuck. Men have no shame, do they? There's something about men's brain where, and not all men. It's just like when people say ACAB, it's not all cops that are bad. There is one cop that's going to, you know, not ask for their discount at every Panera they go to. That's going to pay the full price and treat black people with respect. But, you know, a lot of cops don't. Not all men are like this, but it seems like men have the capacity and capability to fuck a girl who's younger than their daughter and not go, hey, this is kind of creepy. Huh? If I had a 28-year-old daughter, I certainly wouldn't be looking at Lily in a sexual manner. I certainly wouldn't be looking at her in a romantic manner. I'd go, you know who you should hang out with? My daughter. I think you two would really hit it off. But again, what are these people talking about? You know, he's just talking about, you know, how hard it was to shoot Edward Scissorhands. He's just talking about how he knew Hunter S. Thompson personally. And she goes, who is that? And he goes, shut up, sweetie. Give me another bottle of wine. At least she can legally drink. And she's Russian. So really, it's just she's admiring him. Does any 24-year-old really admire Johnny Depp? I mean, did he just tell her he was Harry Styles' dad? I have a feeling that Johnny Depp, I don't even think 24-year-olds care about Johnny Depp. I think he had to tell her that he's like, hey, I'm Harry Styles' dad. Like, we should bang. I can get you in. I'm also Justin Bieber's dad. I don't know how that worked, but I'm both. Because if he said I'm Johnny Depp, they're going to go, who the fuck is that? You know, Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, yeah, my mom watched that movie when I was in the womb, when I was getting made. When I was just a little Fupa in Gypsy's belly. I hope Gypsy names that baby Fupa. We're having a Fupa! The men are grossing me out, but what else is new? Shout out to Toby. Shout out to Johnny. How long can they go? Probably their entire life dating 20-year-olds. You know, Toby admittedly does look good for being a 50-year-old white guy, you know? It must be all the young pussy he's smashing. But his skin is glowing. I mean, you know, I don't know. I feel like Tobey Maguire used to be married to like an age-appropriate woman. Marriage, ex-wife. Didn't he used to date Jennifer Meyer? Yeah. Ex-wife, Jennifer Meyer. I think she's like, she was married him for 9 years and like kind of looked like his sister, which to me, like, I always think if you look alike, if you look like you're related, you're probably going to last. I used to think Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were going to last because they looked like siblings. They kind of looked like siblings. My theory was like, if you look like you should be siblings, you'll probably, you know, last. And now I'm getting concerned because Lily does not look anything like Jim Carrey. But now that's clearly not true because Tobey Maguire split with his twin ex-wife. I mean, if you look her up, her name's Jennifer Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. But they were married for 9 years, and I think if they had an age gap, it wasn't that big. It 5 years. I mean, they look pretty. But you know, maybe he just said fuck the marriage. I'm just gonna start dating 20-year-olds. I mean, I literally could do this segment on every episode. Here's the newest celebrity male celebrity who's dating a child, who's getting away with it because they're 2 years over the legal limit, you know? I think I've done it on the past two episodes. I think I brought it up. I forget who the guys are because they're so forgettable and it happens so much. But this episode's is Tobey Maguire and Johnny Depp. Shout out to them. Men of the 90s. The 90s really are dying. I mean, if you like listen to that list I read off of celebrities that died, it's just the 90s. It's just RIP to the 90s. Dr. Ruth, Shannon Doherty, 90210, Richard Simmons, sweating to the oldies, Shelley Duvall. Hello, I'm Shelley Duvall. You know, it's the 90s are going, man. I don't know who's left. All right, let's talk about this tampon poisoning. People are, I don't know if you're aware of it, but TikTok is up in arms about it. They've been for the past week. A study has found that toxic metals are popular in tampon brands. Researchers have found toxic metals, including arsenic and lead, in over a dozen popular brands of tampons, raising questions about a menstrual hygiene product used by millions of Americans and taxed. We pay taxes on this motherfucker. If men got their period, they would be handed out free. Same with abortions. Yeah, there's poison in the fucking tampons. You know, what do you want me to say? And the Supreme Court is now going to be, you know, the head of the EPA and head of the FDA and head of any agency that would have any overlook of this. You know, we're fucked. I say, though, don't worry too much if there's arsenic in your tampons. Because here's my thing. A lot of the women that I saw on TikTok getting on TikTok and being like, oh, we can't have anything. Now there's poison in our tampons. It's like, girl, I love you, but you literally go out every night and you ingest poison. Okay, so poison is it's a lofty term. Alcohol is poison. I know I sound like a sober cunt right now, but like, I drank enough poison in my lifetime to tell you that alcohol is a poison and people are ingesting it sometimes daily, weekly, at least weekly. And you're fine, right? You may have a hangover in the morning, but for the most part, after you ingest that poison, you're fine. All right, you texted your ex. That kind of sucks, but you're still standing, kind of. You know, you'll be fine. Just don't drive. It's the same the way I think I view tampons, poisonous tampons. It's like, yeah, probably not great for your health, but it'll be okay. You know, once this period goes away, it's just a little poison. We're constantly ingesting poison. The sun is poison to our skin if you're not wearing sunscreen. The vape you're sucking on, like, you know, you have an oral fixation you can't get rid of, that's poisonous. The alcohol you're drinking because you're nervous about this first date with this guy who's kind of being a creep already that you met on Hinge. He says you look like his sister. Why did he say that? And he's never heard of Gypsy Rose? Oh my God, he sucks. Also, he's worried about Trump's ear? Oh, brother. You know, the poison you're ingesting to get through the date with him is there. It's in your body. We're kind of surrounded by poison. Even our political system is poison. Everything is poison. If you just look at it that way, then no fear. Everything you touch has poison. The food is bad for you. You don't have health care. The air is contaminated and polluted. The water, don't drink tap water, you know. The tampons, don't leave them in too long, you know. The booze you need, you know, it helps you loosen up. It's poison. You're addicted to nicotine. It's poison. You love fast food. That's poison. Everything is poison. Your ex is poison. Just pure poison. That ex of yours is a poisonous person, but you had them in your life for a long time, didn't you? You know, everything is poison. You're going to be fine. And if you're not, you're going to die. And everyone does. So don't get too triggered by it, huh? I will say that the Diva Cup industry is about to flourish. If you're into buying stocks, invest in Diva Cup. Honey, girl, Diva Cup. When you want your walls to look like Trump after he came up that under that podium. If you want your walls to look like Trump's ear, Diva Cup. I'm going to stick to using tampons because I truly just don't care. I'm not going to leave the tampon in for longer than 4 hours. But, you know, arsenic, if you want to get in my vagina, have at it, baby. I've had worse inside me. You know, the world is ending. Every summer is hotter than the summer before. You know, just enjoy your arsenic vagina. Enjoy having radioactive vagina. You know? Now, I have some people have said that tampons lately, or they've noticed that tampons have made their cramps worse. So, you know, if you free bleed, baby, it's like Tom Petty said, and I'm free bleeding. Do it. I support it. I mean, we should be free bleeding anyways, the way they tax us. They charge us for fucking tampons. They charge us for pads. I've never used a pad. I don't have a diaper fetish. You know, do what you got to do. I've never really had bad cramps. I really feel like a 12-year-old boy who just happens to have a period sometimes, because I barely have cramps. I don't really have a heavy flow. Yeah, I put a tampon up there. I stick it up there. I leave it in there all week and I'm good to go. Yeah, everything sucks. So, you know, it's going to be okay. I think that don't use a tampon if you don't want to, but don't freak out about it too much. Everything's poisonous, and that's all I can say. Plus, if you're still drinking alcohol, you're literally drinking poison. It's ethanol. You're drinking poison. So don't worry about the tampons, okay? Start worrying about cleaning up your life. And stop texting your ex when you're drunk. It's just everybody judges you for that one. Your ex sucks. They're ex for a reason. The last thing I wanted to talk about, one of the last things, was Alec Baldwin got dismissed. Alec Baldwin is a free bitch, baby. Alec Baldwin's Rust trial is dismissed over hidden evidence. You can't do that. If I know anything from being with a person in law school, it's that, hey, baby, you can't hide evidence in a trial. It's very convenient, though, I will say. It is the second time the case against the actor has been dismissed since the October 2021 shooting. God, that was so long ago. So this was the second time he was tried, second time he was dismissed. Give it up, you know? Give it up, dude. This guy's not going down for shit. A key aspect of the case has been how live ammunition ended up on the set, and Mr. Baldwin's lawyers have questioned the investigation and mistakes made by authorities. His lawyers alleged police and prosecutors hid evidence, a batch of bullets that could have been connected to the shooting. Prosecutors argued the ammunition was not connected to the case, did not match the bullets. The judge ruled, however, that they should have been shared. So, you know, the prosecution, I guess, had bullets they didn't share with the defense. You can't do that. Anything that gets entered into evidence, especially for a trial, has to be introduced for both sides. Everybody's got to be aware of what's being introduced. It's just like witnesses. Everybody's got to be on the same page for what witnesses are up there. Can you tell that my girlfriend or my fiance has been studying for the bar? What do you want me to say? It seems a little bit easy. It seems like, to me, the prosecutors did something that was very obviously a no-no, and they did it pretty loudly and proudly. It kind of, I mean, if I wanted to really get into conspiracies, I'd say Alec Baldwin paid off the state and just said, hey, fuck up this trial and let's go home. Let's call it a day. I'll pay you whatever you know, I'll double your salary. Just let's get this finished up. We already got the one bitch in jail. She's fine. The 24-year-old I hired, who looks like she should have just been a barista, I hired her to be an armorer. She's a nepo baby of armorers. Yeah, she sucks at her job. Anyways, she's already locked up. So she's doing her Orange is the New Black thing over there, you know. And let's wrap this up. I'm going to pay you off. We'll get this trial done. Boom. It sounds like that's what happened. I mean, I would guess that. The way Alec Baldwin was acting in the trial, I mean, you can literally look this up on TikTok or YouTube or Facebook, if that's where you're getting your videos. Praying for you. There was a video of, during the trial, Alec Baldwin just got up and left the courtroom to go get a cup of coffee. Like, he's just like the fucking second bailiff that they don't need. Literally, he's on trial. He gets up from the fucking desk and just leaves the courtroom during the trial because he wanted to go get coffee. I mean, celebrities are untouchable. They really are. Nobody's going to be like, sir, you have to sit down. You're on trial for murder or whatever the fuck he was on trial for. He literally just got up and was like, all right, well, I've heard enough. You figure it out. It's almost as if he knew what was going to happen, that this thing was going to be thrown the fuck out. The trial dismissed. He released a statement saying, "There are too many people who have supported me to thank just now. To all of you, you will never know how much I appreciate your kindness towards my family." You know, a little statement about the Helena Hutchins would have been nice. A little like, you know, "So sorry this happened. We can finally move on. And my heartfelt apologies again to the Hutchins family. You'll never be able to, get back what have you been what you've lost. But, you know, I've got 14 kids to raise and a reality show to shoot. So please leave me the fuck alone." Good for the Baldwins. Once again, they escape. They escape the drama. This guy's like he's got 9 lives, this guy. Did we really think he was going to go to prison? Probably not. I mean, I think he was facing 18 months or something, but it's over. The trial is dismissed. They found their culprit. It just should come down to the person whose job it was to keep the live rounds out of the gun. I will say that. It was his production, but you know what? It should come down to the person whose fucking job title is, "Hey, make sure this is all bullshit. Make sure this gun's fake." But also, Alec, maybe just don't hire a 20-year-old Nepo baby to handle live ammunition on the set of your bullshit film. God, I hope Russ... How fun would it be if Russ came out now? "From the producer of the murder on set. From the man whose trial has been dismissed twice for murder. Rust or bust, baby." The last thing I wanted to talk about is the comeback with Lisa Kudrow. I'm trying to get into this show because I thought it would be very funny. It's a show that was made, I think, in the early 2000s, an HBO show. Lisa Kudrow is this washed-up star who's trying to make a comeback. I gotta say, I don't know if it's how dated it is. I've been watching, I think I've tried the first 4 or 5 episodes. I'm trying to get into it. It's not funny. I haven't laughed once at anything. Lisa Kudrow's character is unlikable. I'm sure that's the point of the show. It's a little too cringe for me. There's not enough humor in it. Has anybody out there seen the comeback? Because I thought this would be like a cult classic, hilarious, like Arrested Development, like culty, like everybody loves it. It should have stayed on the air, but... I mean, it was, I think it was, had 2 seasons and it was done, and I get it. I'm surprised it even got 2 seasons at this point. I don't get it. I don't know what's funny about the show. I feel like I'm left out of some inside joke. You know, I think maybe, I don't know, any actor on Friends, I don't vibe with. Lisa Kudrow was, I think, probably the best part of the Friends show, but just not funny. So if anybody out there has watched The Comeback and enjoyed it, please let me know because I am confused. What an episode. I'm sorry again it was late. You know, it won't happen again until it happens again. Upcoming live shows. I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota on July 21st. That's next Sunday. Please come out. Omaha, Nebraska and Des Moines, Iowa coming up as well next week. Then I'm in Portland at the end of the month. Eugene, Oregon, Seattle, Stamford, Connecticut has just been announced. Long Island, Sacramento, San Fran, Bakersfield, San Jose, Brea, Providence, Portsmouth, Beverly, Foxborough, Dallas, Tulsa, Bentonville for the Big Diamond Comedy Festival, Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. All of these shows are up on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. If you want to hear more about my time in L.A., I do bonus episodes every week of this podcast. The next one will be released tomorrow, Monday. Join the Patreon. Get an extra bonus episode of this Patreon every month where I talk about, you know, things that are not what I talk about in the main episode, personal things. I'm going to be talking about my time hanging out with Kathy Griffin, Bob the Drag Queen, both amazing humans that I had so much fun being around. And then I'll probably be talking about more of the Trump stuff I can say behind a paywall and not be too nervous about. Join the Patreon, Heather Shaw Comedy at patreon.com. If you just want to support me, you can also just join the Patreon to support me and my comedy. Support a gay for $3 a month, huh? All right. Anything else we should cover? Speak now. I don't hear anybody. You're being real quiet. All right, until next week, I am going to be releasing a new episode this Wednesday, so you're going to get another episode fairly quickly. So please, dear God, some more batches of celebrities die or something. What am I going to talk about? I'll talk about Gypsy's Fupa again. I don't give a fuck. Until Wednesday, stay gay. See ya.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.